I'm Jackie Milne, and today's piece has been written by Michael O'Sullivan. Michael O'Sullivan was born in London to parents who had emigrated from Cork in the 1950s. Michael started playwriting in 2018. His first short play, Time to Think, was produced by Green Curtain Theatre in 2019. We go over to a two-bedroomed garden flat in Stoke Newington, where Mary is sitting at the kitchen table. We hope you enjoy it. I found this bag of carrots in his shed, and a squashed aubergine. It's been hot these past few days. I'd forgotten that I'd asked Jim to put them out there, and now they're past their sell-by date. If I put them in the bin or the recycling, he'll find them. I know, I'll bury them in the garden later when he's having his bath. Who knows? We might have a crop of carrots in the autumn. We're at war with an invisible enemy, and we all have to dig for victory. There's not enough room in this flat, not for all the food that we've bought. You're allowed to buy 3 of any one item. 3 packs of 3 tins, that's 9 tins of tuna, and 3 packs of 18, that's 54 toilet rolls. We all have to prepare for the worst. I'm not going to starve to death in this crisis. If people are clearing the shelves in the supermarket, they probably know more than I do. Next time, I'll ask him to put the tins in the shed and keep the perishables where I can see them. If only we had a bigger fridge. He keeps telling me that he's exhausted. He's never up before 9. He has a lie down after lunch. And last Thursday, he was asleep at 8 when we were supposed to be out on the doorstep to support the health workers. It's a blessing when he goes out. He's taking photographs of shut-up pubs, calls it social documentary. Yesterday, he showed me one of a stag's head on a wall. He knows I'm a vegetarian. Chairs on the tables and a woman in a mask reflected in the window. He thinks he's an artist, but I call that depressing. Well, it gets him out of the house. I said to him, why don't you do something useful like tidying up that shed of yours? Then he would have found that bag of carrots. Instead, he's on about getting a dog. I ask you, and not a small dog either, but a sheepdog. Something to remind him of his school holidays in Ireland. What do you think of the name Brandy? He asks me. It's a popular name in Cork. He knows that I don't like dogs. All those hairs. And I'm allergic. But he was determined to carry on. Or Paddy, that's a grand name for a dog. A sheepdog in a one-bedroom garden flat in London. I didn't say anything. He'll have forgotten about it when we finish this lockdown. We're embracing social distancing. He's in the sitting room now watching another box set and I'm here in the kitchen looking at these carrots. We have to keep 2 metres apart because he might have caught something when he went out for the bread this morning. He had to queue on the pavement and they served it through a little gap under the sash window. The virus might be on the paper bag or on the change or on our garden gate. The virus might be anywhere. He might be asymptomatic. He might be shedding viruses now for all I know. There's no point in both of us getting sick. We've got to do our bit too. Save the NHS. Save lives. I had a close encounter yesterday. One of our neighbours said that he thought he'd had the virus and it was his first time outside in 3 weeks. I shrank back against my front door, even though he was standing on the other side of the street. You can't be too safe. I said how good it was to see him back on his feet and went inside to wash my hands. I also think it's a good idea to blow your nose in that situation. You could be saving yourself by expelling thousands of virus spores. We've got to look at the data. We've got to follow the science. It's such a strange time. We haven't seen anything like this since the Black Death. But we got through that okay. I'll be going out for my exercise this afternoon. We're allowed out once a day. I think I'll avoid the park and those heavy breathing joggers. I'll go up by the reservoir and ask Jim if he wants to come along. He's under pressure too. We're all under pressure. And we've been married for 20 years. We've got to stick together and learn to be more patient, more forgiving. It'll be over one day and things will be back to normal. but I can't imagine that just now. Not now. Sitting here in the silence, I wonder if things will ever be the same again. This piece was recorded in April 2020. For more information about Green Curtain Theatre, please go to www.irishinlondontheatre.co.uk.